best friend for supporting our annual fundraising campaign. Thank you from the bottom of our musical hearts.
Hello and welcome. This is Reverend Billy at the Church of Stop Shopping in New York, and this is Earth Riot Radio. The question, why are we doing so little to stop our own destruction? It haunts us all day long. Am I right? Deborah Whiteplume, the great teacher and prophet of the Oglala Lakota Sioux, she predicted years ago that the earth would have this tremendous crisis and rise up and release all kinds of storms and energy to rebalance, to cleanse, to make things right with life on earth. And that the earth would invite you and me to join her, to work with her, participate in the work that has to be done. But then some of us would hesitate. And the people who would hesitate, those people would disappear. Well, we're hesitating now. You and I, let's just work on the answers. What would we do? How would we participate with the earth? We've got 29 minutes, now 28, 27 minutes. Let's work together. Here we go. Earth-alleluia.
I think there's always been two things that are present for us when we talk about what we're facing. One is climate change. Some people within our group have been very focused on, you know, looking at physical laws and then saying, you know, if you lose all of the ice, then you gain heat because the dark water absorbs it and the white ice should be reflecting it. And so you can add up these kind of like projected figures and say, if we follow this path, then the world is already this far above the pre-industrial average, then it will go more, then we'll gain this through this feedback loop, and then we'll gain this through this. And you can see there that we end up in on a catastrophic course. It's very important to us that message around climate also comes with the message around the extinction crisis, because arguably if you could suck all the carbon out of the sky and you could fix climate change in some kind of like really rapid way, the world would still be losing life at a rate which is completely incompatible with our sort of organized life. And you know, the temperature that we're already at is with the carbon lag and what's locked in, you know, we understand and we talk about this a lot, that people all over the world are going to be affected by this in different ways. And if it goes beyond a certain point, which arguably lots of people have fought for in through the Paris talks and stuff like that, you know, the fight for people in the global south is so, we know it's so much more real. We know that the effects are already there. We know that we're likely to watch Bangladesh go underwater before people in the sort of westernized societies really sort of have to suffer too greatly on the consequences.
Let me translate for the raven. I speak raven. What she's saying is, remember, go back to when you were 7, 8, 9 years old and you snuck away from your family and you had your own very personal place where you connected with the earth. Maybe it was that place where you saw for the first time the starry night sky and you just couldn't believe how immense the universe was. So you snuck away into the backyard and out at the end of a dock, up in a treehouse, somewhere in the forest floor, where you look down and there's a little patch of leaves and mud and then you just all of a sudden you're aware that there's an infinite amount of life right there before you. And you love it, and you're carried away by it. That's participation. When we have that inside of us and we're standing at the border, ready for the superstorm, ready for the drought, ready for whatever force the earth brings, we're ready to be a part of it somehow. Just have that powerful memory in you. I'm going to do it. I'll have it in me. Are we ready? Let's do it together. Earthalluyah.
I go to the mountain. I go to the tree next door. I go to the deep end of the pool. I go to the forest floor. I go to the mountain. I go to the tree next door. I go to the deep end of the pool.
tree at arms. Climbed up to the top. Looked down at my house and up to the moon. Where do I go?
In 1962, in my hometown, we were engaged in a very intense struggle against racial segregation, and there were mass jailings. At one point, a federal judge issued an injunction with names on it of the people they thought were the leaders of the movement. Reverend Samuel Wells was in Shiloh Baptist Church that night. And he said, I'm not going to let no injunction turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round.
Wait, I know this is a show, but... You have to actually sing this song. You can never tell when you might need it.
Welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. In eastern Spain, in just a matter of minutes, flash floods caused by heavy downpours swept away everything in their path. With no time to react, people were trapped in vehicles, homes, and businesses. Many died, and thousands saw livelihoods shattered. So far, authorities have recovered 205 bodies and continue to search for an unknown number of missing people. Spain has been suffering prolonged droughts since 2022. Spain's National Weather Service said that in the hard-hit locality of Chiva, it rained more in 8 hours than it had in the preceding 20 months, calling the deluge extraordinary. Climate scientists and meteorologists said the immediate cause of the flooding is called a cut-off lower-pressure storm system that migrated from an unusually wavy and stalled jet stream. That system simply parked over the region and poured rain. The extreme force of the rain can also be attributed to unusually high temperature in the Mediterranean Sea, which had its warmest surface temperature on record in mid-August at 28.47 degrees Celsius. Climate change is increasing the likelihood of extreme drought and flooding around the world. As negotiations wrap up at COP16 in Colombia, experts warn that governments are falling short on critical biodiversity commitments made 2 years ago, risking another decade of missed goals to safeguard ecosystems. With only 6 years left to meet biodiversity targets, most countries have yet to submit actionable plans to meet these goals, including the 30 by 30 pledge to protect 30% of Earth's land and seas by 2030. Funding to restore nature remains far below the $700 billion annual need, and little progress has been made to reform harmful subsidies as promised. Experts stress the urgency of protecting biodiversity as ecosystems underpin global food, water, and climate resilience. 2 weeks before world leaders meet to debate the climate crisis in Azerbaijan, a new report shows the 10 deadliest extreme weather events in the past 2 decades were made worse by burning fossil fuels. More than 500,000 people around the world were killed in those disasters since 2004. Even with the abundance of evidence on how a warming world is endangering human life, the world keeps burning fossil fuels. 2023, the hottest year on record, also set a record for greenhouse gas emissions. Death tolls from extreme weather events are often higher in poor countries. A new report reveals that nearly half of the world's land experienced extreme drought last year, a rate 3 times higher than in the 1980s, as climate change worsens water scarcity and food insecurity. In 2023, 48% of the Earth's land surface endured at least 1 month of extreme drought, compared to just 15% in the 1980s. Archaeologists have analyzed LIDAR data from a completely unstudied corner of the Maya world in Campeche, Mexico, revealing 6,674 undiscovered Maya structures, including pyramids like those at the famous sites of Chichen Itza or Tikal. For the longest time, our sample of the Maya civilization was a couple of hundred square kilometers, says lead author Luke Auld Thomas from Northern Arizona University. That sample was hard won by archaeologists who painstakingly walked over every square meter, hacking away at the vegetation with machetes to see if they were standing on a pile of rocks that might have been someone's home 1,500 years ago. The Biden administration has approved a large lithium-boron mine in Nevada, dismissing concerns from environmentalists who fear it could threaten a rare wildflower species. The Rhyolite Ridge Lithium-Boron Project, approved by the Bureau of Land Management, will supply lithium for EV batteries while protecting critical wildflower habitat. Environmental groups plan to challenge the permit, citing threats to Thiem's buckwheat, an endangered wildflower found only in Nevada. The mine is expected to create hundreds of jobs and help reduce U.S. dependence on foreign lithium, supporting the so-called clean energy transition. A newly named flea-toad species, B. dacnus, was found in Ubatuba on the coast of Brazil's Sao Paulo state. Flea-toads are less than 1 centimeter long in adulthood. Their size is far smaller than a human fingernail. According to a new report from the World Health Organization, tuberculosis is now once again the biggest killer among infectious pathogens, having previously held the top spot before being surpassed by the virus in 2020. Collating data from 193 countries, the World Health Organization found that 1.25 million people died from TB worldwide in 2023, dwarfing the global COVID-19 death toll of 320,000 during the same period. Overall, 10.8 million people fell ill with TB last year. A monkey randomly pressing keys on a typewriter for an infinite amount of time would eventually type out the complete works of Shakespeare purely by chance, according to the infinite monkey theorem. But a new study reveals it would take far longer than the lifespan of our universe for a typing monkey to randomly produce Shakespeare. The study also reveals that there is a roughly 5% chance for a single chimp to type the word bananas in its own lifetime. And with hundreds of chimps enlisted, Shakespeare's entire works, with almost 1 million words, will almost certainly never be typed before the universe ends. A small international team of biologists, geologists, and paleontologists has found evidence in tracks that a feathered, bird-sized dinosaur from the early Cretaceous used its wings to run faster, The group analyzed both the footprints and the creature that left them and reported evidence for wing-assisted running. Testing of the tracks showed they were made approximately 106 million years ago and that the dinosaur that made them was most likely a bird-sized dinosaur with feathers. The finding adds credence to theories that the emergence of flight was not linear and that many creatures evolved the ability independently. A groundbreaking 9-year study has revealed that elephants approaching small-scale farms in Kenya avoid beehive fences housing live honeybees up to 86% of the time during peak crop seasons, helping to reduce human-elephant conflict, which is a grave danger to elephant survival. Finding sustainable ways for people and elephants to coexist is becoming an urgent challenge. Beehive fences consist of a series of live beehives strung together between posts, creating a physical, auditory, and olfactory deterrent to elephants. The elephant's natural fear of being stung keeps them away, while the fences also benefit farmers by providing pollination and generating income through honey and wax production. To date, over 14,000 beehives have been hung as elephant deterrents in 97 sites across Africa and Asia. And now, the sounds of extinction. Trees. More than 1 in 3 species of trees are at risk of extinction worldwide. This warning came in the Global Tree Assessment, issued to coincide with the UN's COP16 summit on biodiversity in Colombia. The report said over 16,000 tree species are at risk of extinction. More than 47,000 species were assessed for the study, out of an estimated 58,000 species thought to exist in the world. Trees are felled for logging and to clear land for farming and human expansion. Climate change poses an additional threat through worsening drought and wildfires. A 2015 study estimated there are about 3 trillion individual trees in the world, and over 15 billion trees are cut down each year. The global number of trees has fallen by nearly half since the start of human civilization. Species at risk include horse chestnut and ginkgo, the big leaf mahogany, as well as several ash, magnolia, and eucalypt species. The number of trees at risk is more than double the number of all threatened birds, mammals, reptiles, and amphibians combined. Tree species are at risk of extinction in 192 countries, but the highest proportion is found on islands due to rapid urban development and expanding agriculture, and the introduction of invasive species, pests, and diseases from elsewhere. In South America, which boasts the greatest diversity of trees in the world, 3,356 out of 13,668 assessed species are at risk of extinction. Many species on the continent, home to the Amazon jungle, have likely not even been discovered yet. Assessed species are at risk of extinction. And hear the sound of wind in the trees.
Well, hello, this is Reverend Billy, and this is the conclusion. Time for thank yous and credits. Savitri D, thank you for the news from the natural world. And thank you for that song, I Go to the Mountain. Savitri was key in inventing that beautiful song. With her album, The Sun is a Star That Keeps Me Warm. Her previous album, 3 years ago, was called Change Without Us. Both groups of songs from the Stop Shopping Choir are available at our website, revbilly.com. There's a little bit of a plug. Moving along, we want to thank Claire Farrell from London XR, one of the founders of Extinction Rebellion, for the clarity, showing us the seriousness of the situation we're in. And I think that's what the Raven was talking about, too. But the Raven, I think, was pointing out that we should remember when we first discovered the Earth when we were children. That's a portal. That place that we went to be privately with the Earth, that's a portal. And we can go back through it with our activism. That's a way to participate in a powerful way with the Earth. Next time you're in the lobby of a fossil bank, next time you're putting your body inside a half-constructed oil pipeline, you can channel your own earliest memories of being intimate with the Earth. And it helps. It brings you power. Earthalluia. I know somebody out there is saying Earthalluia right now because I know that you've done this. I'm talking to lots and lots of Earth activists across the 77 stations out there. Bless you. It's an honor to be talking with you and singing to you here on Earth Riot Radio today. We look forward to hearing from you. You can come and write us letters at our website, revbilly.com, R-E-V, Victor, B-Boy, I-L-L-Y. And we're touring again next year, as we did this last spring with Neil Young. I hope it happens. Seems like it will. And we just got back from England, where, yes, we had to burn some jet fuel to get there and come back. So mixed feelings about that. But while we were there, we had wonderful meetings with and protests with 400 of us in front of the Ministry of Justice, and we sang to them. We loved our time in the United Kingdom. If some of you are here listening to me, thank you. A lot of you put us up in your homes. Amen. Well, let's just cooperate with each other. Make that community intimate. Do the brave thing together. The Earth is calling to us now to be more radical than we ever expected that we would be. Are you with me? Somebody give me an Earthalluia.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.